Well, we're certainly looking forward to this next service. Brother Ken Furness will be serving us, and he has going to speak on the subject, the way to eternal life. The way to eternal life. Brother Ken.
Thank you, Brother Mark. Don't run away too far. I want you back in 40 minutes. Sister Carmelita and I are very, very joyous and happy to be at the Los Angeles Convention. There's a lot of memories here. I don't know if you realize it or not. It goes back a long way. It goes back a long way. You know, when we think about the days of Brother Russell, how the harvest began, and some of your parents, now these are children here now, but some of your parents and your grandparents have lived during that time when Brother Russell was bringing out the truth throughout the world. And I think of Paul Davis. I think of the Bruces. I think of the Kendalls, the Fosses.
The Jeffries,
even the Rices, Gilbert Rice, who worked at the Dawn. I think of Brother Woodward. I mean, he spent, I just forget how many years with Brother Russell. And then later on with Joseph Rutherford, well, that was a calamity. But anyway, but there's so many lessons that these people, these brethren have brought to us. And we learn these lessons from them. I remember Sam Baker was another one. He worked with Brother Russell. And there were other young ones at that time, was Brother Russell Pollock as well.
Ed Fay.
And then we have Brother Zano. I remember the story in Flint, Michigan. They would tell us how he left the society and how he walked into one of the meetings in Flint, Michigan. And there was this big man standing in the back of the room. And they were surprised to see Brother Zano. But you know, these brethren expounded the truth to us for so many years. And you know what? I'm sure you're happy and thankful that you're still maintaining that same message. You know, as I listen to Brother Obi, bless his heart, I enjoy this message very much. I don't know if you notice it or not, but it says, that ye may know, and you continue on, that ye may know the way to eternal life. That's what it is. Thank you, Brother Obi, that he gave us really some nice pointers on that. And that's what it's all about, the way to eternal life. I remember a Polish brother's, a little short story. A Polish brother from Chicago used to serve every year as a pilgrim up into Canada. He told us the story. He says there was a young minister who came into a town, and he was walking down the street and meets up with a 9-year-old boy, and he says to the 9-year-old boy, he says, "Where's the post office?" And the boy looked at him, he says, "Well, from this corner you go 2 blocks to the left, and a block over the other corner you'll see a post office." "Oh, thank you, son." He made a few steps. He says, "Oh, by the way, son," he says, "if you come to church next Sunday," he says, "I'll show you the road to heaven." This boy looked at him. "Road to heaven? You didn't know the road to the post office, and you're going to tell me the road to heaven?" That's his brother Wojciechowski from Chicago. You all remember him. My conventions that I remember Los Angeles goes back in a little ways, but I remember being at the Flathead Lake. Remember that? We enjoyed it very much. I noticed that when somebody brought in a bottle of water, this is, which is from there. We cannot forget the wonderful memories. Because these brethren were so, I would say, entrenched in knowing the truth. And they never wandered or deviated in any way. And so as we looked at this convention hall here, really what it is, it's a banquet hall, isn't it? It's a banquet hall where our Heavenly Father is present here in this hall. We talked about the knowledge of the truth, how important it is to us. And let me assure you, brethren, the way to eternal life, the door to the heavenly calling is still open. We had a call the other day from a young man in northern part of Canada who happened to pick up the truth through the webpage, through the Dawn webpage. And this went on for a couple of years, about a year and a half. And he phones the other day. He says, I've consecrated my life to the Lord. Never been to a Bible study in his life. Never been to a convention in his life. How did he know about the heavenly call? The Lord called him. The Lord revealed it unto him. What a lesson that is for us. The door is not closed. It just brings us tears to our eyes and joy to know that there's still someone searching. We hear of those in the Philippine Islands, of how many there already have consecrated to serve the Lord. It's unbelievable. They're called. And so the way to eternal life is still open. And I appreciated the words that was spoken by O.B. Albert this morning. Because the lesson that he presented to us, you can go through those notes, and those notes reveal to us the way to eternal life. You can't change it. It's still there. We get some wonderful messages that come in to the Dawn every day. Phone calls, letters, whatever the case may be. But we happen to, just for curiosity's sake, take a record from January till now. We received over 14,000 orders for literature. 14,000. Not 1,400, 14,000. The message, presenting a gospel message worldwide, still goes on. And so when Brother Woodward started back in 1925, it's still the same. He carried on from where Brother Russell left off. That this kingdom message is still to be preached throughout the world. We have people who phone in and says, you know, when I was a young boy, my father used to listen to a program called Frank and Ernest. He says, are you still in existence? Isn't that something? One lady called in. She says, I want the booklet, Life After Death. He says, I think that's the one, that's the name of it. Well, where'd you hear about it? Well, my mother died, and I seen this booklet in a house someplace. She says, I turned this house inside out, and I finally found it. All those years, the booklet hung around, and she wanted another one. The other day I answered a phone call from a lady. She says, I want three booklets, but I want them sent to this address, and to this address. Oh, okay. How would you hear about us? Well, she says, there was a tract in my church pew. And I picked it up and I snuck it and I put it into my Bible. Amazing, isn't it? We had a call from Connecticut from a lady. Asked for some booklets. And we said, how did you hear about it? He said, well, there was a minister gave me the booklet in my church. Strange minister. But we do have calls from ministers that write in. And they say, do you have Spanish literature? Yes. Send us all everything you have in Spanish, because I have a lot of Spanish people here. They want to know something about the Bible. It's amazing that you find nominal people that are using our message and they're enjoying it and they're so happy. He says, you don't know how it means to me, how it brings satisfaction to my heart, to my mind. So we see the truth that started way back in Brother Russell's day. That truth still goes on, hasn't changed. One of these days it'll stop. We don't know. Depends how long America will exist, I guess. Let me read you some scriptures. The way to eternal life. John 6:27. Here's what it says. Labor not for the meat that perisheth, but for the meat which endureth unto everlasting life. John 10:27-28. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and I give unto them eternal life. 1 John 2:25. And this is the promise they have promised us, even eternal life. Romans 2:7. To them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory, honor, and immortality and eternal life. Romans 6:23. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And here's the Lord's Prayer, John 17:3. And this is life eternal, that they get to know thee, who alone art truly God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. And 1 Timothy 6:19, Paul tells Timothy, lay hold upon eternal life, whereunto thou art called. And so we appreciate these scriptures of Apostle Paul's and the other writings. Brethren, these are wonderful words of life. And the reason they're wonderful words of life, because they present to us our hope, as Obi brought out this morning. It's our hope. Where else can we go? You remember that phrase? Where else can we go? You only have eternal life. And you know how I know that you know the way to eternal life? Because you're here. Because you're here. But you know something? There's always an effort involved. And so it's a fight. By patient endurance and well-doing, that we may demonstrate our faithfulness. And I like the way our master put it. He described us as the good ground of the parable. Those which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience. And we have heard that word. We have been called out of darkness. Brother Obi brought that out this morning, into the light. And we are in the light of the truth, aren't we? If we weren't, we wouldn't be here. And something else, and I'm sure you're going to agree with me. Isn't it wonderful to have that heart's assurance? It's so wonderful that we are in the truth. Doesn't that bring you satisfaction? That sort of gives you a little bit of, I wouldn't say pride, but you know, well, you can say thriving. And that is because you have God's knowledge. And that wasn't easy to obtain. But something else that we have, through the knowledge of God, we're able to probe into God's mind. That you have the understanding of the doctrines of the Bible. The other day, a young lady who consecrated her life to the Lord, she was an XJW, you read about her. And she was to meet before two JW elders to tell her how wrong she is. She did meet with them. We received a 3-page letter from the sister. But one of the questions that she asked was a very important one. And she asked him, "Do you know the ransom?" One looked at the other and said, "What is the ransom?" Isn't that sad? Isn't it sad how gross darkness appeared to them from time to time? Year after year just went downhill. What is the ransom? The most important doctrine of the Bible, the ransom, they don't know. How many others in the world are like that? You have 4,000 religions in the world. How many of them understand the ransom? The philosophy of the ransom. The redemption. Do they know anything about it? But you know, because you know the way to eternal life. That's how it is. God's knowledge giving you that understanding. God's Holy Spirit gave you that understanding to know. And so, brethren, as we look around us, the present time that we're living in, it's time for sober thinking. Never before, it seems to me, has Satan been so desirous of sowing seeds of discord amongst generations, amongst families, even at convention time too, probably. In other words, why do you want to go to Los Angeles convention? They don't have the truth. That's sowing discord. Is what it is. And Satan is busy. Satan is busy. Let me read you in Proverbs 6, verses 16 to 19. We're going to cut it short. I've heard this discourse on this, and I enjoyed it very much. Because this lesson in Proverbs 6 presents 7 things that the Lord hates. And possibly the one that it particularly emphasizes is he that seeketh soweth discord among brethren. And Satan is using all wicked means to alienate our affections one from another. Don't pray the Lord's Prayer anymore. You ever hear that? That's sowing discord among brethren. We have calls come in on that. Crying, people are crying. Why is it? Aren't you supposed to recite the Lord's Prayer? What's wrong with it? Satan is busy, isn't he? Don't bother consecrating to the Lord because the door is closed a long time ago. You always hear. We always get these calls that come in and says, "Well, isn't the door open yet?" Satan is busy. Another thing that comes to the mind sometimes is this. Why do you want to run the race of the high calling? It'll be so much nicer to live on the earth here. It's more simpler. It's more easier. The brethren who have gone before us, they too were told, way back in 1914, it's too late to consecrate. Because the kingdom will be here in October. Here we are, Los Angeles Convention, 2010. Did you ever dream of that? That you'd be here in 2010? I didn't. And so there were many who were discouraged in 1914 and have left the church. And then others who went with the society. And that finally fell apart. I had an ex-JW call me a couple of years ago, about a year and a half ago. And he says the last 2 years, 60,000 people of the JWs have left the society. And I says, well, where did they go? Well, he says, a lot of them joined the nominal churches. And others just formed their own little groups. And that's it. It's sad, isn't it? In New Jersey, we have a Catholic channel. Now, he must have been paid a lot of money, this ex-JW, to appear in their program. Because everything they asked him is everything that that the JWs criticized the church. And then at the end, he says, all you ex-JWs and all JWs, come back to the Mother Church. This is where you should be. What blasphemy. How can they do that? I mean, you think that they know a certain amount of the knowledge of the truth. But it's blank. It's blank. It's sad. It's sad to see that. And you know, our God is a God of love and peace. We know that. Our Heavenly Father loves those who encourage the consolation of Zion, who exercise the spirit of peace and love. We know that. And we know that, as Brother Obi had mentioned, by laying hold upon this eternal life that had been given to us through the scriptures or a knowledge of God, it is a path that leads us to eternal life. Here we are, 2010. Hard to believe, but we're still here. And this banquet that we're having today, these lessons that are presented to us, the fellowship that we have with our brethren, it is a way that leads to great riches. And there are certain things that we must remember, and certain things that must not slip away, as to still understand the ways to eternal life. That the road is narrow and the road is rough, isn't it? You know, as I look back and a lot of the brethren, especially the young brethren in the world today, it makes me so sad sometimes to see how they suffer health-wise. Hard to take sometimes. I think of Paula Ashley, what she went through in her life, and the family, the children. It's hard. This narrow road is hard, isn't it? It's hard to bear. It's hard to bear from the parents when they see the children suffering. In John the 17th chapter, verse 3, the Master says, And this is life eternal, that we may know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. And so we ask ourselves, do I know God? Do I know Jesus Christ? Do we know their spirit? Do we know our responsibilities, brethren? Do we know the responsibilities as being His sons? Brethren, we're all together in this. We're members of this household. As I said earlier, fundamentally our Heavenly Father has revealed on Himself to us through His Word, through His teachings, through the Bible, through the Word of Truth. He has given us Bible helps. He's given us studies in the Scriptures. He's given us the seven messenger. And through the gift of His Son, through His Holy Spirit, that reveals to us the plan of salvation, of redemption. As I had said earlier, there are 4,000 religions in the world. How many believe in the redemption? That God has a plan for all mankind. How many believe that? How many believe in the resurrection of the dead? I tried that sometime in the street corner. And brethren, to know God and to know Jesus Christ, whom He has sent, first we must know His plan. We must know the divine plan of the ages. For His plan gives us expression to His being. In Ephesians 1, verse 9 and 10, His plan is called the mystery of His will. A minister was asked at a funeral why that man died. His reply was, it's a mystery. You know, our grandkids can tell them why man dies. And here's this minister who does not know why man dies. It's a mystery. I don't know if you recalled how many, if you ever once in a while listen to the news. And Larry King interviewed three different ministers. He says, where was God when the plane hit the Twin Towers? You remember that? One minister says, well, maybe God was on the Muslim side. The second one says, it was a mystery. We don't know. Well, that's true. Okay, so he doesn't know. But yes, the third one. The third is the one that lives here in California. Well, God is trying to teach the Americans a lesson. This is about high time to return back to God. You know what that tells us? How fortunate you and I are that God's Holy Spirit had revealed this to us, that we understand what God's plan of salvation is for mankind. Because nobody has it. Nobody has it. Where can we go? To the Lord. He has it. You're the one that has the eternal life. A Christian may not know many things, that's true, that the world knows. The world has the knowledge to send a man to the moon. But they cannot fight poverty in the world. They don't understand the Beatitudes in the fifth chapter of Matthew. They don't understand the fundamental truths that you and I know. And these fundamental truths that you and I know is what leads us to life eternal. It leads us to life eternal. And so it should not concern us very greatly if we know these things, how happy we are that we do know them. I'd like to read you a translation that says, Mrs. Rotherham, that they may learn to know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. 1 John 5:20. We know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. John 4:8 tells us this, and it's simple. You probably know it by heart. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And so, brethren, here we are at this banquet room. These words that we hear today and tomorrow are words that leads to eternal life. We do know God. If we didn't know God, you wouldn't be here. I've said this question before a number of times. You can have this study in your class, in your own class. What is the difference between knowing something about God and knowing God? What is the difference? Think about it. You can study it. A lot of people know something about God, but do they really know God? No. The same question applies. How many people know something about Jesus, but do they know who Jesus is? No. Because Jesus to them is God. They don't know who God is. They don't know who Jesus is. But you know. Why do you know? God's Holy Spirit has revealed that unto you. Isn't that a wonderful gift that you have to know that God has revealed this to you? Last night Jim Parkinson asked some of the things that we do at the dawn. And I had mentioned to him about some of the orders that come in from different countries. And these people, they hear it on the web page. And it's surprising that people are still searching. Letters that come in from Kenya, from Pakistan. When an order come in for booklets and he says, you send it to this address here, because the Muslims would find out that I got this literature from you, I wouldn't be here tomorrow. How secretly things have to be done in order to get the message. It's the same with China. We cannot have a radio program there. But we can send a shortwave, no problem. But you know where the problem lies? Those who have the shortwave and listen to it, their lives are in danger. But the government should find out that they're listening to this. We often think about the scripture. The whole world groans and travails in pain, doesn't it? It's waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. Waiting for you to complete your walk and to obtain that eternal life. Those who obtain that eternal life eventually will close the gap. And the blessings will flow to the world. You hate to open the television or radio to hear some of the news. Every day at the East Coast, there's somebody murdered in Brooklyn or in New York or in New Jersey. And you'll find a policeman or two per month. It's sad. It is sad. I get calls that come in and says, can you help us, assist us financially to help the widows of the police officers that were killed in the line of duty? Can you imagine that? They're asking for assistance. The whole world groans and travails. But not only the whole world, what did Paul say? Even we groan within ourselves, waiting for our change. Yes. Waiting to obtain that eternal life. I'm glad you made it. I thought you took off on the airline. We often say the reverence of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. How true that is. Proverbs 1:7. That is true. The Bible tells us so. It also tells us that the reverence, the true worship of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Where do you think we got this wisdom from? From our own scientific knowledge that we have so good? No. It's only from our Heavenly Father. Only from our Heavenly Father that gives this to us. And so, brethren, as we leave this convention tomorrow, may we continue to press on and spread the gospel message of the truth worldwide. Brother Obi mentioned the book of Ephesians, and I like the book of Ephesians very much. If you notice, the fourth chapter of Ephesians brings us so much that'll help us to obtain eternal life, that we can be found faithful. I'll just read you a couple of scriptures. Ephesians 4, Paul tells us how important the unity of the church is, the unity of the body. Starting with verse 1. And then Paul says in verse 22, we're to lay aside the old self, this pride that we may have. And Paul says in verse 20, ye be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Verse 24, put on the new self. And you know what else we want to do, brethren, especially me, I don't know about you. I drop down to verse 31 and 32 of Ephesians 4. Brethren, if you love the Lord your God and you love your Son, Jesus Christ, remember this. Let all the bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you along with all malice. Verse 32. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other just as God in Christ has forgiven you. You know, we may have differences of opinion, brethren. Let those differences not divide us. You cannot divide the body. We want to stay together as one body. Let us continue to fight the good fight of faith, brethren. And let us lay hold on that eternal life. And we have so many scriptures and messages that was brought this morning by O.B. Albert. Because that's is what leads us to eternal life. May God add his blessings.